This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. I'm a very suspicious person, as you know. And by the way, the tinfoil hat is in full glory. I'm going to get one of those big furry things you put on top of your hats. You know, like you used to see in the Roman days. Put that... you know, that little buffet thing, bouffant thing. Yeah, there you go. It'll be red, of course. Absolutely. So anyway, welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. You can also email me at paul@a21r.com. And also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. Go there, get your latest information. We got some ton of stories going on there. And in fact, we got stories we're going to talk about right now that are on New California and also Agenda 21 Radio. Kind of interesting little shakedown going on with the Mr. Trump, Mr. President. By the way, again, congratulations. Right now, the President Trump is your president. And you woke up this morning and he was, and tomorrow morning, just like days before, the years before. It's years now that he's been in office. Isn't that amazing? The time flies so much, so fast when you're having fun, huh? And we're having fun now. I mean, this is getting to be fun because, you know, all these people who have had all these issues, they are now, those issues are now coming home to roost. And maybe for Kamala Harris, too. You know, I really think that once the she's runs for president, and keep this in mind. Look, if she comes out as a front runner, she's put up there in front of everybody. She crushes Joe Biden. Last night she really staggered, and she's been going down in the polls because I think people kind of, you know, when your own dad is denouncing you, Kamala, you got to think that at some point in time the people are going to catch on to you too. That's just me. And, of course, but again, she's in that San Francisco tree cabal. So if we get her as president and Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House, glory be, right? San Francisco's in charge. I know everybody likes that. Oh, that's a great thing in San Francisco. I don't even think in San Francisco they like that. I think they've got a lot of changing emotions going on in that area. They really are. Ellen Zhao, she's running for governor. Governor. She's running for, well, you know what? I'm conflicted. She's running for mayor for San Francisco. But you see, San Francisco, the boundaries for the city is also the county of San Francisco. It's one of the 58 counties of California. So is she the governor of the county? What is she? But she has control over the county supervisors and city people, right? And the jurisdictions are the same. So you have a sheriff in charge, right? You have the San Francisco police. I don't know how that whole thing works. I really don't. That's a very big confliction, because normally, yeah, like county sheriffs, and county sheriffs are over everybody else, which, of course, the left just has complete disdain for. You know, we have fantastic sheriffs in the state of California. We really do. And some of them are not. The guy down in Los Angeles County, I think, is very suspicious. And plus, there's some serious problems going on, as we've understood for a long time. This is not new news with infiltration by MS-13 and other gangs, primarily Hezbollah and Hamas. Wow, that's a mix in the L.A. County Sheriff. So we've been, you know, they Islamicide L.A. County sheriffs a long time ago with training. CARE came in, you know, sensitivity training, that sort of thing. And there was a lot of conversion going off, where so some of your sheriffs down there are, well, some people look at them as Islamic terrorists. Now, that's a weird blend, isn't it? But, you know, if you want to take over the state of California, you might want to put those people in charge of your sheriffs, right? But that's not the way it is. You know, there's 58 counties in California, and so I think there's 58 sheriffs, and they all should be elected, but some are not. This is the thing about sovereignty that we talk about with sheriffs all the time. We 100% support our sheriffs who support, you know, the law, good law enforcement, absolutely. But sheriffs are the sovereign in the state or in the counties, each one of their counties. And this cannot be. If you're an elected sheriff, you have more power than your county supervisors, of course, because you have to watch them just like you have to watch everybody else. The only person the sheriff is held accountable to is the voters, period. Think about that. And, you know, that was the stopgap that the founders wanted. At the very end of the day, where does law enforcement draw the line in America, right? It's the sheriff. The sheriff has complete say over federal officials, complete say over state officials and county officials. You know, this whole thing about the Bureau of Land Management, you know, they used to have all this access. It's kind of funny what happened. What's happened to the Bureau of the Brown Shirts, as I call them? Remember the whole battle that took place up there with the Bundys, and then, of course, the murder of Lavoy Finicum by James Comey, by the way. And that chicken's going to come home to roost. You know, we haven't heard too much. Have you noticed Mr. Comey's very quiet lately? Instantly, when I think of Clapper and Comey and Brennan, I think of the T word. Now, I don't know why I think of the T word, but I do. Don't tell anybody. This is a secret just between you and me. Treason. No, it's not reasoning with a tree. It's called treason. I just made that up. Reasoning with a tree. Treason. Definition of treason. Reasoning with a tree. Okay. That was a genetic modification of a word. That was a hybrid word. I hybridized the definition. Anyway, but the sheriffs are the sovereign, basically. And we 100% support, in New California and myself personally, the sheriffs. And we go around telling our sheriffs, we love you guys. You know, sheriffs have the hardest job in the world. You know, one time I worked in the largest county in the world. Yeah, San Bernardino County. And we work with law enforcement. We work with the sheriff, because that sheriff was, you know. So one night we're at a basketball game, and we had an issue with some certain gang members who showed up. And we had opposing gangs all of a sudden show up, and it was by design on one side to the other. And we had a group of our own students that were there. Well, the gangs, you know, gangsters, when they grow up, they actually have kids too. And so the kids of a certain gang, a biker gang, actually, their kids went to our school. And they were perfectly behaved kids, perfectly behaved kids. And then all of a sudden, we get some people who came to the school to do bad things to the gang kids, right? And we recognize that, and we're going, holy moly, you know. So supervision jumps into effect, and we're just like, hey, we got to keep these people apart. We didn't sell them tickets. They're outside waiting. So we called the sheriff. Well, you know, here's a vast county. And we called the sheriff. Oh, yeah, we got two sheriffs out there. One's over in Needles. Needles, a couple hours away. And the other one, well, the other one's about 40 minutes out from you. But he's got something else he's got to do, and he'll get to you. So the spatial relationship to overcome there was enormous. But here's the other thing. He showed up one guy, and he got there pretty quick. He got there actually before the end of the game, and he defused the whole thing. One guy. One guy. I mean, these sheriffs work out there alone to enforce the law in rural America and also in urban America. We need to have respect for them. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
All aboard!
on doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. Okay. So we had a, you know, kind of like a boring, another boring thing out there from the Democrats. Except for there were some, I thought the person who really came out on top in a lot of it, in a lot of ways, was Tulsi Gabbard. Except for the comment about the president afterwards, you know, or the comment during it about, because she doesn't get it, that the president was handed the problem with Al-Qaeda. She made that statement. And he's trying to clean it up, believe it or not. And listen, something that's been around since the mid-90s being established by the Clintons is going to take more than just two or three years to stop. And the president is doing just that. But you know, she's I think very naive in a lot of ways, even though she's, you know, a member of Congress, and she gets all the briefings, she gets all that stuff, and she's been briefed by other people that I know of that are very knowledgeable. But I think she got a little over the tips of her skis. Now she's a surfer, no pearling for her, by the way. Now those of you that don't surf or never surfed before, a pearl is when you're the tip of it's the equivalent is getting over the top of your skis when you're skiing. It never ends well, right? So what happens when you pearl a board? You're starting to take off, and you're paddling, and you're paddling, and you're paddling, and you're trying to get in the wave. Sometimes there's enough energy in the wave to get you going. Sometimes there's not. But sometimes you get too aggressive, and you lean over the top of your board, and the nose of the board dips into the water. And ultimately, if you're going with a wave that's got a lot of energy behind you and you're already established, doink, it flips you off. Well, you know, it doesn't give you the finger. I mean, you're flipped off the board. Anyway, so that's what happens when you're pearling your board. And she's a surfer. So this is talk she should understand. She's a really good surfer, too, by the way. Tulsi Gabbard. She's from Hawaii. Didn't know that? She's a really good surfer. I wonder if she surfed in Iraq. I don't know if they have waves in Iraq. I mean, waves that are surfable waves, you know. I remember the Endless Summer, the movie about surfing. Remember that? Yeah. Endless. I saw that at Anaheim High School in the auditorium back in the day. It was quite the place, the Anaheim High School. A lot of my friends went to Anaheim High School, so back in the day. Okay, so let's talk poop, okay? Oh, no, you know what? Before we get to poop, we got to get to immigration. It's not one and the same, although we have these kind of laws. So as predicted by Paul Preston on Agenda 21 Radio, this is it. Now, months ago, I was telling you this is going to happen. I was telling you this was going to happen. And guess what? Here it is. This is the story that's happened. And I, quite frankly, I got to tell you, I have not done another fact check. I wanted to get to the immigration group out there God, I got some good news. Anyway, I'm checking and perusing my site here so that we get this all down. Okay, anyway, but I told you about this immigration system thing that we were at close, I don't know, several months ago. I was saying, well, you know, this month they said they apprehended 100,000, blah, blah, blah. And I said, it's double that, so 300,000. It's probably triple that. So, you know, you're talking about 500,000 people. Now, I said, this is just going to grow because we've got all these caravans and they're just opening the borders. The open border system is here now. Now, this is what I've found. This is the story that came, Anna Kiritelli. Okay, this is also, I think, on Drudge. It just popped up on Drudge, Michael. Okay, yeah, 1 million expected at southern border. Shocking, shocking. New migration surge this fall? Of course. Absolutely. So, Washington Examiner, Anna Giratelli wrote this. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. It says, federal law enforcement based on the U.S.-Mexico border are expected to encounter 1.1 million people trying to cross illegally by the end of the fiscal year, September 30. Despite Mexico's assistance stopping migrants on their journey north. I nailed it. Well, actually, I think it's more than 1 million. But now they're coming out and saying it's 1 million. You can't have this large in numbers that are being promoted down in those countries. They're just emptying out their countries. It's an invasion, guys. It's going to create an enormous demographic shift in this country if it's not handled right. And it's not being handled right now at all. Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Chairman Ron Johnson forecast the 1.1 million figure during a committee hearing Tuesday based off the number of people arrested for illegally entering between border crossing and those who presented at ports who presented at ports of entry but were deemed ineligible for admittance. Now, see, this number is way low. If that's the criteria you're using, it's way low. This 1.1, it's way low. Who's Waylo anyway? Have you ever met Waylo? No, it's J-Lo. Only in the head and mind of a radio talk show host. So 1.1 million figure during a committee hearing last Tuesday. It says, as of June 30, U.S. Customs and Border Protection personnel, Border Protection personnel had made contact with 905.926 migrants. That's 905,000 migrants, including 694 who entered the country without permission. There's that number. Now, that number is a small number, 694,000, of which is the part of the 1.1 million. That is a small number. You have to triple that number. That's 1.8 million beyond this, what they have. That's exactly my point. Well, it's actually more like 2 million. That's my point. So this number here of 1.1 million, really, you got it. It's at least 3 million. And it's going to get worse. Just add those numbers up. And it's going to go on and on and on until we stop it. The country's in crisis. It's an invasion. We know that. The article goes on and states, says, this year's number has already surpassed the 683,000 encountered both at ports of entry and between ports in fiscal year 2. So in my opinion, based upon this calculation that they have there, then what you have is another 3 million people who entered in 2018. Hello, that's like 6 million in 2 years. Johnson, a Republican from Wisconsin, said the Border Patrol agents who worked the spaces between border crossing points took 3,000 people into custody on an average day in June. The highest ever day was recorded earlier this year when 4,652 people were arrested. Something wrong with the picture, folks, right? This fiscal year, nearly 500,000 children who traveled alone or people who arrived with a family member have been taken into custody. This is a multi-billion dollar industry in slavery. Oh, well, 3 million people, of course. That's at minimum. Multi-billion dollar industry. If you're getting 10,000, let's say out the door, let's use 10,000. I want you to use 10,000. I want you to multiply 3 million times 10,000. What do you get? That's the amount of money each one of those people is worth. That's a multi-billion dollar industry. How do we stop that, right? Open slavery right in your face. How do you like it? We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life.
That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Trying to sort out why the computer doesn't work. That's just like we spend all of our lives sitting at computers hoping it works. What's up with that? I don't know, stranger. I don't know. But, you know, anyway, we got poop all over the place. Yeah, I'm looking at a map, you know, one of these poop maps. Boy, you know, if there's one poop map that's the most significant, and, you know, they're starting to come up in Los Angeles, of course. And I'm sure that other big city, Baltimore. Does Baltimore have a poop map? I don't know. I do not know. I haven't looked for the poop map in Baltimore. But we get these spectacular poop maps out of San Francisco, which is, of course, Nancy Pelosi's hangout. Yeah. Feces everywhere. And they're all like these brown spots. This is a, I'm looking at it, it's up on Agenda 21 Radio. It's called the Feces Warning Map from San Francisco. Right, all right. Let's see. Lone Star Saloon. Oh, there's the something Harrison. It's covered by the. I can't give you the whole title of this place, but it's called the something something Ann Harrison Car Wash. Poop all over that one. The Garage, something Street Foundry, the Folsom Smog Team. I guess they've got problems. They got poop everywhere. How would you like your business to be appearing here? Someone's Space Storage, Knowles School, around the school, there you go. That is always Basil Canteen. Basil, I think I got it wrong, but it's close to what I can see. Harrison Street, the L7 apartments. What's this? San Francisco bike tours. There you go. Ride your bike through the slosh. There you bike tours. Right, 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 right. Something Motors. Motors. I think it's Chevrolet. I know. This is probably not good for business, is it? But you live in San Francisco. You just kind of go with the flow. Anyway, this is about Nancy Pelosi and the poop squad. And Pelosi's poop, I call it. Trump turns spotlight on Nancy Pelosi's filthy San Francisco. Now, this came out the other day, and I really didn't get a chance to do it justice. I don't, you know, you just kind of accept it now. Just the poop. It's great. Get that disease. Just slosh it up. You know, you got to have some culture dishes. Now, let's get into culture. This is a biological story. I mean, this is really what it is. It's all about biology, feces and urine. There's no issues with disease with feces and urine, as we know, right? No, there's no typhus. Oh, and, you know, the plague. And a whole lot of other ailments and maladies, right? But if you slosh around it, you must. And back in the day, the medieval times, of course, gutters were for feces and urine. You had your own chamber pots and stuff, and you pooped there, and you just tossed it all out the front of your street there. That's the way it was. That just accepted it. So here you have San Francisco, and they've really pretty much accepted it, haven't they? They've accepted the fact that they're now the poop capital of the world. So this is what says: President Trump has slammed the poor condition of Nancy Pelosi's San Francisco following her accusations of racism over the weekend. Here, take that. Speaking of failing badly, has anyone seen what is happening to Nancy Pelosi's district in San Francisco? Trump asked in a tweet. It's not even recognizable lately. Something must be done before it's too late. The Dems should stop wasting time on the witch hunt hoax and start focusing on our country. Take that, Nancy. Clean up your own poop. But, you know, Nancy doesn't sense the poop quite as well as most because she's got 9-inch nails on her feet, right? Speaking of failing badly, has it? Well, I guess, why did they say that twice? Okay, so we got San Francisco has come under fire for increasingly deteriorating unsanitary conditions over the last few years. And according to a 2018 NBC Bay Area investigation, the streets of San Francisco are littered with so many drug needles, garbage and feces that conditions are similar to some of the world's filthiest slums. Last year, over 16,000 complaints were lodged in just 1 week with the city of San Francisco regarding rotting piles of excrement being left on public sidewalks. This is what they say, the E.T. problem. This is a quote from somebody. Who is this a quote from? Anyway, the SH-T problem had become so bad it had been dubbed a brownout by many people. DailyMail.com reports Trump also blasted Democrats for playing the race card and making him out to be a racist for his digs at Cummings, who is black. The Democrats always play the race card when, in fact, they have done so little for our nation's great African-American people. Now, lowest unemployment in the United States history, only getting better, Elijah Cummings has failed badly, he tweeted. I don't see any racism there. Trump first launched a Twitter attack against Cummings on Saturday after the Democrat criticized conditions at the southern border. The outraged president defended the border detention centers as clean, efficient, and well-run, just very crowded, calling the camp superior to Cummings' own district in Maryland. Cummings' district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. You know, there was a reporter. I saw this little clip. It was hysterical. There was a reporter that was reporting on this feature. And, you know, they were playing the race card out there and stuff. And all of a sudden, they're standing in front of an old building, a foundation for an old building. And there's a whole bunch of garbage and stuff like that in one of the corners of the building. And as they're standing there, rats come out. So the guy's lamenting about Trump, and all of a sudden rats come out from the back. It's like, wait a minute. They planted that. Is that planned or what? No, it wasn't. It was just very very appropriate. You know, sometimes God is looking over Donald Trump's shoulder, right? Anyway, why is so much money sent to Elijah Cummings? And this is the other thing, too. And this is where Trump comes from. This hits it out of the park. This is well beyond the racism thing. And that's why there's no racism here at all, in my opinion. I've been at that business for a long time. Why is so much money sent to the Elijah Cummings districts when it is considered the worst run and most dangerous anywhere in the United States? No human being would want to live there. Where is all the money going? How much is stolen? Investigate this corrupt mess immediately, he added. Cummings responded to Trump's insult by saying, Mr. President, I go to my district daily. Each morning I wake up, each morning I wake up and you're still the president. No, he didn't say that. I put that in the article. Isn't that cute? I'm gonna read it again. For effect. Mr. President, I go home to my district daily. Each morning I wake up and damn it, you're still the president. Then I go and fight for my neighbors. I just thought I'd put that one in there. It is my constitutional duty to conduct oversight of the executive branch, but it is my moral duty to fight for my constituents, he added. And damn it, I woke you up every morning and you're still the president. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the Deaf System today. Protect your conversations today with the Deaf System.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com and newcaliforniastate.com. And if you happen to be in the Yuba City area of California, stop on by the fair and check out the New California State booth. We're there with the Feather River Tea Party Patriots, actually. So you get a twofer when you go to the booth. It's in the main pavilion. Oh, we are large and in charge in the main pavilion, which is a wonderful thing, to be in the main pavilion. You know, where the big boys hang out. I never thought that I would be in a fair booth, the object of attention. I never thought that. Never did I think that. But we're here. We're here. And, you know, enough of the excrement talk, right? Let's get into something else. No excrement for you today. Okay, so to really fire you up, let's switch gears. You know, I was banished for like a 12-hour period on Twitter. For, you know, I don't know why. They said, you know, you violated the rules. And, of course, they don't tell you what you violated and why. And you're in jail. You're in Twitter jail. Twitter hell. I'm like, okay. First time in years. I mean, I don't know how long I've had Twitter. It's been 9, 10 years. You know, I think I can find out, right? I got it back, though. I got it back. I was so desperate. I was so offended. I'm going to try and find out how long have I been on Twitter. I apparently you can find out. They screwed up my whole system too, by the way. Now I got to rebuild everything, you know. I don't know how long I've been on Twitter. Welcome. Donald J. Trump Twittered me 10 hours ago. The people on stage, a little down. No. Okay, I'm right in the, I get this Twitter, the tweets from him, right? They're trying to do a lot of displacement stuff going on. So, and I got Sarah Carter. She did me too. Okay. So anyway, this is I can't resist this. I have another story, but we'll save it for next hour because this is just too sweet. It says the people on the stage tonight and last were not those that will either make America great again or keep America great. Our country is now breaking records in almost every category, from stock market to military to unemployment. We have prosperity and success like never before. Oh, and then he goes on. It will soon be time to choose to keep and build upon the prosperity and success or let it go. We are respected again all around the world. Keep it that way. I said I will never let you down, and I haven't. We will only grow bigger and better and stronger together. Oh, this is another comment, too. I guess they're talking about the cages. The cages for kids were built by the Obama administration in 2014. He had the policy of child separation. I ended it as I realized that more families would come than to the border. And another person, CC said this. Chat by CC. Obama built the cages. There's a big rally tonight. 2 minutes ago. This is 2 minutes ago. Okay, I guess there's a big... The big question about his rally tonight. Are they going to come out... are they going to come out and, you know, chant things? You know, send her home, that whole thing. Or he's going to say, don't do that. I mean, how do you control the crowd, right? It's really hard to do that. Once you've opened up Pandora's box and the crowd does stuff like that. He shut it down, actually. I thought it took him 15 seconds to speak back up and crush it, which is exactly that. There's not much else he can do. Says, oh, Sarah Carter, you are not alone. Keep fighting for the truth. Tom Fenton. This is Tom Fenton's doing a great job. Tom Fenton, deep state FBI, wants 2 years to turn over page-struck docs, and now DOJ will give Comey a pass on criminal leaks that tried to destroy the at-real Donald Trump. That's Tom Fenton. Now, I asked the question earlier, you probably remember, where is Comey? We haven't heard much. And then I said, I got into the whole thing about reasoning with a tree, right? You know, treason. And this is the key thing, this whole treason thing. Because is Comey talking? Now, my understanding is Brennan is talking. You don't see much of John Brennan anymore, do you? Or Clapper, clap on, clap off. You don't see or hear much of them anymore. The top three, the three amigos. Tres amigos. You don't see too much of them. That means they're probably singing like birds. Singing like birds. Yeah. This is what they're doing. This is national history. I mean, it's just what it's staggering. I never thought in all of my life that I'd be, first of all, I'd be a talk radio show host, and then we're doing the new California thing. I never thought that we'd be so challenged by what has been placed before us over the last 8 to 12 to 30 years, actually, in the whole movement for socialism. You can see the picture. You know, most people are starting to wake up to the socialist thing now, certainly here in California, because now in all of our media, anytime we go out, it was New California, that's the first thing that hits people. The first thing that starts to hit people is about what is going on with the socialist thing. But we say it in our grievance. Yes, we do. We're not afraid to say it. Anyway, thanks for listening. We'll be right back. More come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com. That's a21r.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Email me, paul@a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I guarantee you they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable, which is why I can give you my full 10-year warranty. But I didn't stop there. My Giza sheets also include full 21-inch wide pillowcases that will fit over any pillow and deep pocket sheets that will fit over any mattress. I guarantee you the first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now. MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors and will be the softest, most comfortable sheets you will ever own. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. Giza Dreams are made with the finest, most sought-after cotton in the world. Giza cotton was once reserved for only the finest dress shirts, but is now available in Mike's Giza Dream Sheets. They feature a beautiful silky sateen weave that helps keep you cool and comfortable all night long. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen right now to get your very own MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. Use the promo code and Mike will give you 30% off and free shipping. That's right, 30% off and free shipping. Call or go online now.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
for the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com. And, of course, NewCaliforniaState.com, NewCaliforniaState.com. We're going to be joined by Angel Mom, Agnes Gibney, tomorrow. She's going to be with us, I believe, in the third hour. We're working out some of the details right now. But she's going to be talking to us about, well, you know, how it really works as an angel mom. Some of the things, some of the details that go into being an angel mom. Her son, of course, was murdered by an illegal foreign national. And just a matter of time before things start to work themselves out for, you know, you never get over this. You know, I'll tell you, I've never, since I've been able to meet angel families, and Agnes, of course, goes to the White House a lot, and as they all do, it's heartbreaking. I mean, it absolutely is heartbreaking and devastating. And then everybody's playing games with them because they're sanctuary status for these folks, right? Right. And they don't deport them. Of course, now it's sanctuary thing. The state of California is all in on that and will do everything to protect the illegal foreign national from being picked up by ICE. Yeah. I mean, of course, they don't care about the American citizens. This is what we've been saying all along, isn't it? Isn't it? This is what they've been saying all along. So this is why I say there is big problems in California. Now, I'm going to come back, and we're going to say some really hard things next hour about Gavin Newsom, and the lawlessness that's just right in front of you openly right now, in front of you, about trying to keep Donald J. Trump, our president, off the ballot. They just think that's kind of a cool idea. We'll just do that. We'll just break the law, make anything that's knowingly. See, this is a problem. They know this is unconstitutional, yet they pass the law, and then the governor signs the law, knowing full well it is unconstitutional. He knows that. Now, I don't know many legislators who would go that far to do that, but this is Gavin Newsom. He always does these kind of things. So he's done it again. In sanctuary state, no problem for him. You know, he just picked that baby right out. Of course, that was Jerry Brown who pushed that one over the ledge, too. But it was also Gavin Newsom who had sanctuary status in the city of San Francisco, right? Remember, Gavin Newsom is the poop guy. Before Pelosi, it was Gavin Newsom, the poop man, the pooper. He's the one who changed the whole thing. That's why San Francisco needs a new mayor, Ellen Zhao. Probably should be the new mayor there. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. I really do appreciate your listenership and, of course, the citizen journalist. Thank you. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.